Listen, I'm going to close it up. Anybody else reading? I'll close it up. This is just so I get in practice for tomorrow night. That's why I read, really, just to stay in practice. Thank everybody for reading tonight. In life, you meet some real, as a policeman, you meet some people that are really screwed up. I mean, really, you go. And you just, you meet them, and you can have fun with it, too. I mean, it's really like a ball, actually, sometimes. But what I did was, I called my friend up who was doing bike safety, a seat car safety yesterday. And he does it all the time, but I captured this moment. Hold on. Give me a go. All right. Officer Spagarelli was working as officer friendly, and he was going to meet with young parents at the police academy and make sure that their car seats were properly secured and even give a safety talk on toddler car seat safety. I couldn't resist tomfoolery and assholery. I call Spags. Hello, is this Officer Spagarui? He said, no, this is Officer Spagarelli. I said, good, Officer Spagarui, I got a problem, and I'm a taxpayer. Officer Spagarelli said, it's Spagarelli, and we all pay taxes. I said, not everybody pays taxes, like people in jail. I didn't think my neighbor pays taxes, because how else could he afford a plastic swimming pool in his yard? And he drives a big pink Cadillac, like the Godfather movie. I think he's the mafia, but I'll tell you about him later. I think they got my house bugged. But right now, I got a problem with my 12-year-old Stanley. He doesn't listen to me anymore when I know I'm right. Spag said, what's the problem, sir? I said, little Stanley is 12, and he says he doesn't have to ride in the car seat anymore. And he's just giving me a hard time. I told him it's the law, and he has to ride in the car seat until he's 16. Until then, I call the shots, and he has to listen. And then he can take his driver's test and make his own decisions. But until then, he's got to ride in the car seat. I told him it was the law, and we're law-abiding citizens and taxpayers. Am I right, or am I right, Officer Spagarui? It's Officer Spagarelli, and I'm sorry to say so, you're not right. I'm sure that I'm right, sir, and my little Stanley just doesn't listen, and he's going to grow up to be a three-time loser if he doesn't start to listen. Just the other day, he thought he could just run across the street and not even look. He could have been hit by a steamroller. In a couple of minutes, as soon as I pull him out from under the bed, you can talk to him. Hang on, Officer Spagarui. But before I drag him out from under the bed, do you know when I can get a bigger car seat? This one's starting to pinch his little bottom, but I'm afraid it might stunt his growth. He's already almost 5 feet tall, and he's growing like a weed and as wide as his mama in the rear end. But I don't want to forget why I called. It's because he's giving me such a hard time. What's right is right, sir. And I want to tell little Stanley I'm right. He refuses to listen anymore, and I don't want a three-time loser living under my roof. Sir, listen to me. You're not right, and Stanley is too big for a car seat. What's your name, sir? My name is Stanley Wojciechowski, spelled just like it sounds. W-O-J-C-I-E-C-H-O-W-S-K-I, and I pay taxes, and I don't care if you send me a traffic ticket. I'm not paying, even if I lose my license. See, Stanley, I'm going to get a ticket and lose my license, and it will be all your fault. I plan to call the mayor's office on you, Mr. Spagarooey, if you don't want to help me, because I know it's the law. That's just tough titty. And make sure you spell my name right when you write the ticket. Goodbye. I did call Spags and do that to him. And what's nice about this, you honestly, I swear to you, meet people like that. And it's fun when they call you, or even when they show up. They would show up in the office, and inevitably, you know, they'd find me. I don't know why. They'd say, send them to me. So what I would do is, there's this guy, his name's Commander Friedman. He teaches, I think, at Carnegie Mellon right now, one of the colleges around here. When he was a commander, I used to give him Commander Freeman's number and his address and say, he's the guy that handles all these kind of complaints. kind of like what I do with Joan with the poetry. Listen, guys, I had a lot of fun tonight, and I will see everyone. And happy birthday, birthday girl. See you later. See you all next week. Let's have some fun. See you tomorrow if you show up. If you show up tomorrow, you get some free wine and cheese, too. It's just, it's part of the hook, you know. Okay, bye-bye.